is neither of this world nor the next. He waits by the shore, drawing the breath of the young and the near death. He is Kobe, the friendly ghost, and he is singing in my ear, enough to tickle, but not yet enough to hear the tune. But I don't want to listen. Fable, I run for the redwoods. I got lost. Loose brushes were giving me goose pimples. I tripped on a root and went somersaulting down this gorge, through that wet soil, that almost mud, until I was covered in it and scratched by the blackberry vines, and my nose was running from the fog. I thought, this is a strange place, Mendocino. When shall I return to Santa Cruz? And I lay there in the bottom of the gorge in a daze, half under. Then I opened my eyes, and I saw it, and I saw them. It was a fort made out of tree branches and mud, and on top, fake fur and colored barrettes, and doll heads and play lipsticks, and tiny tea sets, and doll legs, and Barbie vanity mirrors, and tiny pots and pan sets, and Hello Kitty compacts, and hair bottles. And them was the 10 girls. Jenna, and Jenna, and Tessa, and Melissa. Millicent, and Juniper, and Anya, and Monica, and Lydia, and Gelsom Marie. They all stood there, in hiking boots, and boys' kite print long johns and blackberry leaf bras, about 3 to 5 years younger than me and you, I would estimate. They stood guarding their fort, pink plastic pitchforks clutched in their fist, and they said, welcome, welcome to the sex club controlled by girls. We do everything we want here. We're a sex club, as in pornography, as in what men and boys pay to go to. But there are no men. There are only our dads. And they are carpenters. Or stoners. Or both. And there are no boys. There are only our brothers. And they are acid heads. Or surfers. Or both. And so we are a sex club. Controlled. By girls. Come in. Sable, I went. Inside. The walls and the ceiling were low and lined completely with girls' underwear. All flower prints, 100% cotton. So this kept it very insulated and very warm. And there were platforms, but they weren't raised. They were sunken into the earth and lined with magazine cutouts. One was all pictures from National Geographic of wolves and apes and spiders and husky hounds and polar bears and tigers and killer whales and newts and bats and praying mantises. One was lined with pictures from auto magazines of engines and spark plugs and gas tanks and race car wrecks and keys and ignitions and leather interiors and motors and multi-tread tires and steering wheels and digital control displays. And one was lined with all male musicians, of heavy metal howlers and salsa singers and saxophone blowers and drum pounders and chest naked superstars and gnarly speed guitarists and all manner of pretty, hairy men, all in rows. And the last was lined in one part only of women's bodies from all the man magazines, except just one part only, scissored out and glued all together into a collage. It wasn't the stuck-out breast parts or the smooth hot dog buns or the don't squeeze the Charmin bellies. And it wasn't the spread, glycerining cunt lips either. It was another part. The eyes. Just the eyes looking back over the shoulder. Just the eyes looking back. And even though it was just the eyes, it could be told that each set of eyes had been cut from one of those magazines. It could be told. It just could. Each girl was invited to perform her own fantasy in her own sunken platform, which they explained was really a pit form. Would you like to? They invited me. Can it include boys? I said. It is a fantasy, they said. It can include whatever. But it is controlled by girls. Sable, I got up, but the fort was small and tight, so I couldn't stand exactly. I squatted, and then I waddled over to the pit forms, staring down, one at a time, trying to choose. It was so hard, I couldn't decide. Finally, I chose the one with the auto parts. I lowered myself in. I felt my foot skin sink to the basin. I started to growl like a car, to whine like an engine trying to start. Kyler, you woke me up, you imbecilic boingo.
I did not.
You did, with your elbow in my tit. Dad, what's going on? Are we all stalled or something? I thought I was dreaming.
Were you having a wet dream?
Whack off, Kyler. Oh, are we all stalled? Why do we have to go to Mendocino to visit our limpid relatives for Thanksgiving anyway? I know I'm not going to make it back to Santa Cruz for Sable's slumber party, which, by the way, is all pervasive to me. Are we all stalled? Yes. Huh. Whatever. You don't have to wax all hectic, Dad. I just asked. Who's that? My, Skeeter, open the lock. Ezekiel! Hey, Linda, looking good. You scruffy puppy. You dyed your hair blonde. Yep, well, I was aiming for red, but this girl down in Cali, she gave me the wrong color and kind of fucked it up. You're home. I'll burn homecoming Ellum and Allenwood. Whatever.
Brad.
So, you've been shacking up with Punkettes and Frisco again. Linda, you show your age. I'm no longer 10 years old. I don't mosh no more. And I steep with contempt for San Francisco. It's a corporate town. Nah, I was down near Santa Cruz at a rave. Oh, right. Raves. Now I remember. Oh, yeah. Remember me? I'm your son. Don't get hexed, Ezekiel Christian Fry. Your vibration was so good when you walked in that door. Fuck that hexy jinx. Well, if you must know, I came for an underlying reason. All sons do. Don't wax cynical. Come on, Linda. What do you want, child of mine? Well, on the flip side, how's your hip? Is a fake part maintaining? It's okay. What did you come up to Portland for, Ezekiel? Well, I'm stoked. I'm intrepidly stoked about, you're going to study magic and become a warlock. Huh? Nah, I'm sorry, Linda. Nah. You and Aunt Jeanette are enough witchcraft for one fam. Yeah, nah, it's just an, I'm stricken with love. So, blessings upon you. What's the prob? She doesn't love you. I don't know about that, but that's not the problem. Then what? She's my age. She's got pagan-hating parents. She's a he. That's fine. Nah, she's two. She's... I'm in love with the rad babe Clove who ran away from me and jumped in the sea. And her right best friend, Sable, who stayed with me in the cave. Oh, two babes? Oh, goddess in her deep hollow. You're just like Bruce.
Yo, don't be ranking on Bruce, Linda. He might have been an asshole to you, but he's my fucking progenitor, right? Two girls. Two. Clove and Sable, they're the one for me. I know it. You gotta make me an enchantment. Oh, no. Ma, please. Come on. Get tranquil. Get harmonized. Think about it. No way, hombre. I'm not working my mojo for that kind of a scene. You're so overly righteous at times, Linda. Call me what you want, puppy, but I'm not putting the craft to that negative use. Well, then I'm going to go visit Antoinette and get her to do it for me. Antoinette is always nicer. Antoinette was always helping me out. If it wasn't for Antoinette, you'd have let me go hungry and dirty. Ezekiel Christian, don't freak out. It's true. Until the accident, you didn't even care about me. You were getting all coked and stoked out, all tootin' and token. You didn't even care if I went to school or had anything, or Antoinette cared. Antoinette bought me things. I'm going to go visit Antoinette in New York City. How? I'll hitch, like you taught me so well. How else? You think you can cut the cross-country hitching scene? They're different that way, you know. Can you handle Middle America? Can you deal with East Coast energy? I don't give a fuck! Don't cry, puppy. I'm not! You're so fucked up! You're so fucked up! I just wanted you to fix it! Honey, leave me alone! Where are you going? To New York City! Ezekiel, come back! You just got home! Come back! I'll sprinkle red salt. He'll be back. So I was at the all-wash laundry and I was doing me and Terry shit, you know, and I was in a good mood, happy, because I was up there, you know. I was high, I had some. So I was doing his socks, doing our towels, like that, when I started to add the fabric softener and I started to bug. Because all those straight people in the laundry started to look like zombies to me. And I didn't want them to notice that I was wet. So I'm staring at the fabric softener bottle to chill out. And I'm staring. And then I'm seeing the reflection of the label in the washer window. And it's going around and around. And I keep saying to myself, take deep breaths, Bushy. You're in the all wash on 10th Avenue. You got Terry's briefs in your left hand. You had something dusted. You're a little teeny weeny weensy bit whacked. But that shit did not work. Because the more I stared, listen to me, Snapple, don't drift. And you got our attention span? Damn, you young whores are all channel switches. I hate channel switches.
Don't freak, Bushy, don't freak. I'm freaking listening. You were at the all-wash doing you in there with the pimp's clothes, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm watching the clothes spin, and it's reaching the soak cycle where you're supposed to add the fabric softener. But I'm froze. Because on the label, there's this picture of this lady smiling, holding up a bottle, with a picture of another lady smiling, holding up another bottle, with a picture of...
Yeah, yeah, hurry up!
And so on.
Yeah?
And I'm staring, and she's going around and around and around, and Terry's briefs are flipping by, and the suds are going, and it's going faster and faster and faster. And the lady is wearing this red checked dress, smiling out of this blue bottle, and then suddenly the label comes off in the wash, and the lady's face turns and bends, and she's for real, and she's trying to get out. Her face is up against the window. She's trying to say something. She's like this. I swear to God, so help me. And she's screaming. She's taking off her dress.
You were whacked beyond crack. You were crack a dead.
And she comes out, I took off the door.
In the middle of the cycle?
Yeah, and she comes out screaming, no more, no more static cling.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's when they called the EMS, because it turns out I was having convulsions. It wasn't even my clothes, it was some condo boy's dirty ass clothes. And there was suds all over the floors. Half of it was for me, because I was having convulsions, and I was foaming at the mouth, and I was shaking. God.
Shit, Bunchy.
I know. Shit.
Terry's right. You gotta back off with that shit.
Terry? That stupid-ass pimp. What does he know? No, no. I'm gonna reform. I'm gonna be like my main homegirl, Magenta Rush. She's a church girl now. She went back to her real name, Magdalena Rigopa. I'm gonna reform. Watch me. I know you don't believe me, but I am. Right now, I need some, though. You got $5?
Pick that, Fushy. Go ask our lady of the freaking fabric softener.
Fuck you, Snapple.
You're a lowlife, Bushy.
Yeah? Well, you're a dumb whore.
You're an ugly one.
Let's go to the Arabs for chips. You want them?
Yeah, sure. I need to warm up. It's freaking freezing, yeah?
Yeah.
Balzac, where are my matches?
Yeah?
You fetched the Chesterfields, but where are the matches?
Oh.
Well, pick them up.
Thank you, dear.
Good poodle. Very good. It's raining today. We won't go out. Stay-at-home days, my mother liked to say. Gray days. I got cross as hell being cooped up in the nursery in those days, early days.
When? I was younger than you are, Ballsy. Why, for God's sake, you're almost 10, mad creature. Sit and listen, will you? Yeah, wag your tail if you like.
Drool all you want. It's a good boy. It was a rainy day that I discovered the man in the garden. He was a boy, really. He was just after the war let out. Wars are like theater. You know, it was very good when everyone comes limping out in a dead quiet. Then you know that it was effective. Well, World War I was very effective. Of course, I had only the dimmest idea of what war meant. The young man cleared the mist for me.
I met him on a drizzling afternoon in the garden. I escaped from my stultifying siblings, and I ran over into the neighbor's garden. Manhattan homes had gardens then, and they were homes, not stopping places with stackable plastic furniture and television consoles, dammit. I'm tired, Ballsy. I want to tell you about Herman. He always lay out in the chaise lounge by the fish pond they had. I met him that day in the rain. I asked him, "Why are you sitting out in the rain?" He answered, "Why are you playing?" "Because that's what I do." "Ah." That's all he said. Ah! And then that dreadful breath in. Dreadful but glorious.
I never encountered a melancholy man before. He'd been an officer in the infantry, discharged in 1918. I visited him every day. My mother disapproved, so I made a point of it.
Yes, Ballsy, precisely like you and the bathroom carpet.
Very shrewd, Poodle, very shrewd.
I used to make Herman mud pies decorated in flowers we had, cocklebells and nasturtiums and honeysuckle, if I recall. And he'd barely manage half a grin, and then he'd set the pie down on the ground and stare off. He rarely spoke. Sometimes he hummed. Once he wrote me a poem. Let me see if I can still...
There was a little lass whom I met in a storm. She tiptoed up to me and laid a tiny hand upon my arm.
"Dear sir," she lisped, "what is amiss?"
and how I wished to tell. But alas, 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 the little miss was but alas, and I could not, would not tell. That was the first poem I ever learned by heart. I marveled at it. I had no idea what it meant, but I loved to recite it to my fatuous elders because of the unsettling effect that it had. Well, it was one day, quite a sunny day. A bee was chasing me, and I jumped over the wall into Herman's family's garden, and he lay there in the chaise lounge, very still. Well, you see, Balsy, he was always still. So I snuck up to him and I stuck a finger in his ear. He moved. Not a hair. The bee buzzed round. I knew, and I ran screaming from there. All the adults ran out. They said there was nothing wrong with him physically, but that he died of nervous exhaustion. I've always thought it was a shock, a delayed sort of shock that caught up with him once he'd come home. Well, Balzac, let's phone Aunt Iris after all. She might like some lunch together.
How far are you going?
Well, all the way to New York City, but on the penultimate swipe to Indiana.
I'm headed north up through Montana and then Rapid City, South Dakota. Take you that far.
Most appreciated, dude.
Hop aboard, Private Idaho.
Yep.
You look like you're about 16. What the cosmic fuck are you doing in the middle of Pocatello, Idaho, Scout?
Hitching rides, you know.
Runaway?
Nah.
No?
Nope. Just walked.
Yep. Huh. Walk away. That's your generation. You look like that kid who died. Good actor, though. My old lady rented that movie after that kid OD'd. I don't care for that homo shit, and I fell asleep during that poetry bowl, but I have to say, all in all, I enjoyed it. I like the kid. You look just like him. Here you are hitching in Idaho. Strange. Did you see that movie? My Own Private Idaho?
Nah.
Oh, well, it's called My Own Private Idaho. You look like him. You should see it. You look just like him.
Yeah. A lot of people say I look like River.
Who?
River Phoenix. The dude that died.
That's his name? You saw the movie?
Nah, I just know who he is. Was. That's all.
Yeah? You look just like him. People tell you you look like him?
Yeah. Girls do. All the time.
Hey, Scout! I ain't a homo!
Null that implication at the base, dude. No one said that you were. Are. What. Ever.
Right.
Right.
Name's Joe Malkinson, kid. Yours?
Ezekiel. But my friends call me Skeeter because I know I'm in a mosquito-type manner.
Yeah? Why?
I wager I talk over much.
Oh, don't do that to me, Skeet. If you want to ride all the way to Rapid City, I hate people who talk too much.
Most assuredly, I won't then.
Yeah, some people can never stop talking. Picked up a kid near L.A., supposed to take him to Salt Lake, dropped him in Vegas. Ugly little bastard, punk rock pimplehead, you know? And he wouldn't stop talking about anarchy.
He said he got thrown out of some crash pad because he stole a little chick named Bridget's antique bread box, but he wouldn't admit he stole it. He refused to recognize ownership. He said they were all uptight, part of the police state, because they believed the antique bread box belonged to Bridget. I left him to the slot machine in Vegas, and I stole his lighter. Little fuck. What is his name, Cyrus?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I know that asshole. Used to float the punk scene in Frisco. He's terminally thieving girl shit.
You don't look like punk rock.
No more, friend. That was when I was 12 and shit. Now I rave.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's cool. We did that back in the 60s. All that stuff you kids do, we did that all 30 years ago, you know? Whatever. We did. It's all repeat. We got high. We got higher than you. We fucked everyone. I mean, we balled all the chicks. See, I'm hip. I just don't like to hear this political bullshit. I'm into getting high, balling. That's cool. That's what the 60s were all about. But when people start talking about taking other people's property, living without money, not working, that's when I get pissed. We got to return to our traditional values. We got to. I mean, we got to keep jobs for Americans, you know? And we got to keep our borders clean, you know? You know?
Sure, dude.
Two problems, immigrants and politicians. Those are the two main problems we have. That's why I voted for Ross Perot. And I haven't voted since. Why bother? Close the borders and vote out the politicians. Make America a real place again. You know?
Dunno. I ain't voting age yet.
Yep. You ain't even 17, right? You run away?
Nah, I'm going to visit my aunt in New York City. My ma knows.
What business you got in Indiana?
I figure I'll stop in, see a dude I know.
Where?
Marion.
They got a federal prison there.
Yeah.
Your old man locked up there, private Idaho?
Yeah.
Drug offense?
Marijuana smuggle.
What's his name? Maybe I know him.
Bruce. Bruce Fry.
Hey, see that? I know Bruce. I know old Brucey. Hey, yep.
How do you know Bruce?
Drug business. Scout. Get wise, boy. Got a shipment aboard right now. Ha ha. How about that? Bruce Fry's little runt. Arnie McManus. Pleased to meet you, Skeet.
What? Ever.